The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, we all know about the COVID stone and the growing love of elasticated waistbands to help us breathe a bit more easily. So plus-size businesses must be booming. Or are they? Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
They would have like skimpy little dresses, and I would always have like almost like a tent put over me. Big baggy outfits to kind of disguise my curves.
After decades of advertising and marketing telling us that skinny was the only way to be, the industry is slowly acknowledging the demand for plus-size clothing.
The fashion industry needs to look at the way it kind of still believes that only thin people deserve to dress well.
That's Melissa Twigg, fashion editor for The Telegraph.
Which seems so old-fashioned in a world where, you know, it's quite cool to be inclusive.
Melissa says this bias against plus-size clothing is embedded in the industry from the very first stitch.
Most young designers aren't really taught how to make clothes for bigger bodies in all of the, like, if we're talking about famous design schools in London, but also smaller ones. They're not making clothes of small mannequins. When fit models come into the picture, which are models that actually come into the studio and you design clothes of them, they're all very thin. And also, I think it's two size 22 women can have very different shapes because the body puts on fat in very different places according to each person.
Lifestyle Sports have just launched their own plus size range with sizes 20 to 34 and bra sizes up to 44F. Maura Shortall is their head of women's.
I think for a girl growing up, I think they need to see a lot more inclusive sizing out there, and we're very conscious of that, and we want to make sure that we're being inclusive and diverse in everything we do. And we know the plus size market is obviously a big opportunity as well. That's forecasted for next year that it's worth over 200 billion, so a really big opportunity, I suppose, also to extend our offering. I see the magazine working at Photoshop. We know that this ain't real, come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise.
Kingsize.ie caters for large and tall menswear with shops in Galway and Dublin as well as online. The company was set up by Roscommon man Justin Dixon.
And I had a shop in Longford at a time in 2007. I opened a shop, a regular men's shop. As everyone knows, things got bad then at the end of 07 and 08 and 09, and it struggled badly.
On a particularly bad week, four men came in looking for big sizes, which at the time they didn't stock. But Justin said he'd see what he could do.
And I managed to get 20 pieces of stock in big sizes. I rang the four guys that I had the numbers for. Three of them came in and they bought 19 of the 20 pieces.
This was the seed for an entirely new business for Justin.
I was very open at the time because I had my mind made up to close the shop and to find something else to do. But like most men, I can do one thing well and not much else. And I hadn't any idea what else I was going to do. But the enthusiasm of those three guys told me there could be something in it. 2010, this week, 10 years ago, we had our first sale in Mohill in Leitrim. And it was without doubt, in all the time I'm in business, the best sale I ever had. I spent the weekend looking at the three things your man bought. I wouldn't ship them until the Monday. I was so delighted with myself, you know. It was that moment you thought, you know, this will work. If a man in Leitrim needs to buy something online off me in Longford, all times I knew it would work, but I just had to make enough mistakes to figure out how to work it right, you know.
My name is A Handful. It's Kate Sullivan Vogler, and I run KSV Model Agency, which is Ireland's first and exclusively plus-size modelling agency. So there is definitely a demand for plus-size models. It's getting busier, but at the same time, it's not full-time work for us yet. Most of my girls would get booked maybe twice a month, three times a month. Now, that's totally different now with COVID and everything that's going on. Most of them would have part-time work on the side as well to keep them going. But yeah, no, we've definitely come a long way.
Is there a lot of voguing and posing on shoots?
Yeah, I cringe sometimes though. You know, you see that real overly like blue steel pose. I'm just not good at that personally. It's just not me. I just cringe at myself.
Liam Geraghty reporting, a man who knows how to strike a pose,